Recently, we were in Vrindavan, and one devotee was giving a class. The theme of the class was on giving gifts, and he was describing some of the gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given to us and to the world. And we all know these gifts, the holy name, his books, ISKCON society, prasadam. So we could spend some time speaking about each of these gifts. But after he had gone through many of these gifts, I was thinking, what's the most important gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us? And then I was thinking, well, he didn't mention it. And to my mind, it's the most important gift that Srila Prabhupada gave is himself. That he came to this world. One devotee was quoted as saying that Prabhupada once said to him, I just want to go back to the spiritual world and eat kachoris with Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was eating kachoris with Krishna in the spiritual world, and he came to this world, this Kali Yuga hellhole. Recently on one website, one second generation devotee was lamenting that I didn't ask to be born into a religion that teaches you to view the world as a Kali Yuga hellhole that you must get out of as soon as possible. So I was thinking, well, this poor soul is really an illusion, because basically speaking, it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to see how miserable this world is, especially in Kali Yuga, and especially compared to the spiritual world. It's a hellhole. And Srila Prabhupada came here, and we all know the austerities that he went through in establishing the movement. But he came and he walked among us, and he showed us the example of what it means to follow the teachings of the Vaishnavacharyas. He was the living example. Because without a living example, it remains somewhat theoretical to us. But Srila Prabhupada, he walked in this world among us. He showed us his love. He showed us his compassion. He showed us how to be a pure devotee of Krishna. And without his example and without his mercy, that he personally came to share with us, then we actually would be very, very difficult for us to have faith in his teachings, in the Vedic literatures, in the holy name. Srila Prabhupada came and he showed us what it means to be fully dependent on the holy name. He went to Tompkins Square Park and he chanted Hare Krishna. And from that we saw how the whole ISKCON society sprouted and grew. So in this way, I see that this is the most important gift of Srila Prabhupada. And this morning during Guru Puja, so it was the line, Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu, we were singing. And I started getting a little drop of these spiritual emotions that we get that remind us that Krishna consciousness is the real thing. So I started reflecting on Adama Janara Bandhu, that the spiritual master is the friend of the poor or the friend of the fallen. And so then I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada came and he offered us a deal. He said, I will take you to the spiritual world. I will take you to the topmost realm of the spiritual world. And I will teach you how to experience unlimited happiness, eternally, ever-expanding happiness. And for that, I only ask that you follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds a day. So if we analyze what these four regulative principles are, we can see that each one of them causes suffering in this world. We don't even have to accept the law of karma and that we may go to hell. for committing these sinful activities. But even in this world, if we analyze it, these things cause suffering. So Srila Prabhupada said, you give up activities that cause you suffering, you chant the holy name 16 rounds a day, and in return I will take you to the spiritual world, and I will give you an ocean of happiness. Sounds like a good deal to me. Is everyone in agreement? Patita Pavana Srila Prabhupada Ki.